possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
I'm not sure what the guiding light is in the Democrat Party at this point on crime. I don't understand.
Yeah.
CNN is begging them to stop talking about crime.
Yeah.
That's how bad this is. Doing a segment pointing out that, look, if you compare where Republican approval is, Trump's approval is on crime, yeah, August 2025, versus Biden's approval on crime in August 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biden is at negative 26 points. In other words, 26 points behind Trump. Negative 26 approval, okay? Totally upside down. Trump has surged 14 points in the eyes of Americans in handling crime since he took office. In other words, he's now in the positive. Democrats are, you know, Biden was at negative 26. So, you know, they're saying like, hey, you know, maybe y'all should think about changing the way that you talk about crime. Yeah, because Americans aren't for it. They're not for it.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be an understanding of that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Karen Bass keeps L.A. safe, talking about the mayor, by allowing it to burn down.
Yeah.
Have we heard any more about the big fires in Genoa? No. Okay.
And you won't.
No, you won't. But literally, and I want to point this out, okay? I've been meaning to do this all week. The first week of the L.A. protests, right? They had every plan to turn this into the George Floyd summer, but around illegal immigrants, right? And it was going to be an orgy of violence, just like the George Floyd summer. That was a $2 billion bill. That was the final tally for the insurance industry after the George Floyd. They were going to do it again because they believe, look, when Democrats start screaming, yelling, and burning down businesses, we had always backed down, including Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump did not unleash the guard last time. So they thought, well, we'll go back to that playbook. Democrats will be scared and Trump won't do anything. Well, Trump cracked down immediately with the National Guard. Lo and behold, after just $24 million worth of damage and destroyed buildings, they stopped. And do you remember why they stopped? There was a specific thing on a specific day after which there was no more chaos. And yes, it was the National Guard. Yes, it was all of that. It was the announcement, you remember, by Pam Bondi and the deputy attorney general that they were going to go after the funding sources of the violent crowds. And it was like it hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed something other than Karen Bass screaming, yelling, and breathing fire out her mouth? There is no fire in LA, like not the kind set by protesters. No businesses are being destroyed. There are no organized riots. Nothing. It's quiet.
Funny how that happens when the money dries up.
Yeah, when you're looking at, oh, are they going to track that three jumps back to the Democrat Party? Are we going to have to go to prison for that? Ooh, yeah. You know what? We're going to stop.
Well, it also tells you that this is not a grassroots movement.
No.
That
no,
it
it's
is
not.
A, it is AstroTurf. It is funded and encouraged by, you know, certain progressive left-wing liberal secularists that are trying to diminish the reputation of the Trump administration and law and order in this country.
Absolutely. And you know, that leads right into to this. I didn't do enough on this, I think, earlier in the week. You know, the headline of Fox News, D.C. paid protester requests surge 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of city police, okay, says
a crowd company. Read that again.
D.C. paid protester requests surge 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of city police, says crowd company.
Paid protesters.
Yeah, yeah. CEO says vast majority of political event attendees in Washington are paid in some way.
You know, I've been around a lot of Republican folks that have, you know, gone to Washington and Columbia. I don't ever recall any of them being paid anything to go to represent conservative ideals and principles in the capitals.
Now, who's paying them? I mean, who would, what are these protesters doing? Quote, a large, this is from the CEO of the crowd, the company that provide, he crowd rental company is what he says he does. Quote, a large share are focused on opposing Trump's policies in Washington, raising alarms about government overreach. We're weighing these offers carefully because while there's truth in saying D.C.'s local government has been an abject failure in keeping citizens safe, there's also real danger in putting too much power in federal hands. That balance of power matters. Okay.
Now, I agree with that.
Yeah. But he says the vast majority of people at political and advocacy events in D.C. are in some way paid. And he also says most of them are this is a Democrat. Now, think about what this looks like. OK, just when you turn on the TV and the Democrat Congress members are standing there, behind them is a carefully curated, perfectly diverse set of people. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
They're just standing there. Sometimes they're holding signs. They don't say much. You've never seen their faces before. But they are of exactly the right racial makeup that if, say, the Democrats had, I don't know, hired them, that's exactly how they'd look.
So you've got socialists mm-hmm. who are using capitalism to protest capitalism.
Yes, exactly. Now we just got to find the money. Now, do you remember, and we've done this on I did a whole Battleground podcast on this. There is a guy who his firm, he's on X, buys all of the cell, which you can do, all of the cell phone data for the entire United States mm-hmm. of America. He's got everybody's. He can track you everywhere you've gone with your cell phone, you know, last week, last month, last year. And he started in his own free time using this data because he sells it to intelligence agencies, but he also sells it commercially. He started tracking who was at Kamala Harris events back when Her Highness was running for president and found 90% of the phones that were in attendance, and he can only log onto the phones, he can only lock into the phones, no. 90% were the same whether she was in L.A. or in Texas. It didn't matter where she was. In other words, they were moving yes. the crowd yeah. around.
Yeah. There was no groundswell of support no. for her candidacy.
Now, do you remember when AOC and Bernie were doing their oligarchy tour earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
He put another post up and was like, the same crowds that yep. were following Kamala, literally the same people, are now following Bernie yes. and AOC around the country.
Rent-a-crowds.
Like, you know what? If there's a Republican version of that, I would love to do that in retirement. Like, I got myself an RV and fund the trip. You know what I mean? I'll hold up a sign.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do it for the Republicans, but they probably don't have any need for that.
Yeah.
When you look at Republican crowds, okay, I mean, you know, it's some goofy looking guy who's about 40 pounds overweight wearing the world's best dad T-shirt and a MAGA hat. He looks cheesy as hell, and no crowd company would ever hire him unless they needed, you know, a Republican to, like, say, beat two guys in the middle of the night in Chicago, right? But, I mean, other than that, no one would ever hire him to stand as a, like, diverse representative member behind Donald Trump, right? Yeah. Like, that guy is for real. You know?
Yeah.
That's who you don't want to show up, but who actually does.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's too representative. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
There are folks in our audience who resemble that remark.
Exactly. But that's what people standing, you know, exactly. at Trump rallies actually
because,
look like.
That's because they believe that.
They're real people.
Not because they're paid to be there.
Yeah. That guy not only didn't get paid, he waited for like 9 hours to get into that
yes,
rally.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And that's why he looks a little greasy and like he needs a shower.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's what's going on here. By the way, overnight, unbelievable. Did you see Donald Trump bent D.C. to his will in less than a week?
Yeah.
DCA mayor caving to Trump, ending the sanctuary city designation yeah, right. with an executive order.
Yeah.
So this isn't even Trump anymore. This is the Democrats doing this.
Well, and Bowser's being pretty smart about this. I'm surprised that she has not been more outspoken. And I mean, you know, she's still on the edges pushing back, mm-hmm. but she's not fighting this actively. Particularly after that disastrous comment by that police chief that apparently is not either has no understanding of the chain of command or is trying to ignore what's going on.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Boy, and Bowser just immediately took that over. It's like, okay, let me take care of this question.
Yeah, and then she ran to Martha's Vineyard where she is.
Yes, vacation. Exactly. Well, you know, of course.
They don't have crime there because it's not allowed.
Right, exactly.
Or illegal immigrants because that's really definitely
yeah,
not allowed.
Yeah, because they'll ship you out of there.
They will ship you
they
out
will,
of there.
They will deport you from Martha's Vineyard in a heartbeat.
They will.
That's the one place that Democrats will deport people they don't want.
I know. Meanwhile, Trump came right out and pinned it on her and said, hey, listen, those crime stats for D.C., they are faked because the mayor requested it. Did you hear this?
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And let me hold on. Get this. Let's see. If we can
you mean a Democrat was being deceptive with statistics?
Yes. And by the way, Pam Bondi is investigating that, like what has gone on internally with the stats and fudging them, because if you turned over deliberately fraudulent stats to the FBI, you can be prosecuted for that.
Hmm.
That's why she's investigating.
Half of the people here, maybe all of the people here, most of you live in D.C., you are petrified to go out and you're liberal. And if you're liberal, you're going to have to change your Democrats. You're going to have to change your ways. So we will have crime under control very shortly in D.C., but they're record numbers. And sadly, what I guess the mayor did, but whoever it was, they asked the numbers to be fudged so that it would show less crime than the fact. The fact is, it's worse than it's ever been. And we will have it just like we did at the border, where with borders are totally in great shape right now, the best ever, record-setting shape. We'll have the crime situation solved in D.C. very soon.
Yes. And he and the Department of Homeland Security went on to say, hey, listen, we are going to go ahead and remove the sanctuary status from all of these cities using funding on the one hand. But number two, if you send National Guard in, guess what? They don't have to comply with the sanctuary city status.
No.
They can round these illegals
no.
up. No. So there is abject panic going on in the Democrat Party right now. And you know what is so amazing about this, real quick? Any Republican in power in the past could have done any
yes,
of this.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Any Republican mm-hmm. could have done this.
Including Republican governors.
Any
who,
Democrat could have done it.
Yeah, any, and Democrats
any
too.
Any elected official.
Yep.
Any chief executive in this country could have done this.
Yep. Including our own governor. I mean, again, right now, Center for Immigration Studies says there's 105,000 illegal immigrants roughly in the state, 35% of whom have criminal records beyond their immigration status. So, you know, anytime Henry wants to talk about maybe the Guard or, you know, doing anything like this. By the way, I kind of resent this notion coming out of Columbia. It's a hijacked situation. Like, we're not allowed to get the deportation force until after the governor's election, we have to vote the right way. Why can't we do it now? I mean, Florida is on its way to opening its second deportation depot. They need the beds. They've picked up so many people with their federally deputized agents. So I don't understand why we can't just do this right now. Why can't Henry McMaster do it right now? Because unfortunately, this governor's election's not till next year. We don't have a year to wait and sit around and fritter around and pretend like we've got to elect somebody to get it done. We can get it done right now. And the governor's office has to, they have to stop pretending that we need an election to get it done. No, we're watching it in Indiana. And by the way, Governor, Tennessee is unleashing the National Guard on illegals to help Trump. So again, you could do it, you know, next week if you wanted to. Sorry, if you just would have to come in off the golf course though. And I know that would be hard. It's probably gonna be nice weather next week.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is CNN's pollster trying to explain it to them. And really, he should speak slower. Because they've got to stop, he says. Take a listen.
Democrats have to get it around their heads that Americans are far more hawkish on crime than they think that they are. What are we talking about? Trump's net approval handling crime. Where was he last year? He was way underwater at minus 13 points views of term number one. But look at where he is now. He's on the positive side of the ledger. He's on the positive side at plus 1 point. Americans view Trump far more favorably now on crime than they did a year ago. Donald Trump is like Air Jordan towering over Joe Biden when it comes to their handling of crime. Look, in 2024, look at where Biden's net approval was on crime. Way underwater there at minus 26 points. It was one of Biden's worst issues. Granted, pretty much every issue was one of Biden's worst issues. And again, look at where Donald Trump is. Way, way, way above Joe Biden. What is that? That's 27 points. So Americans vastly prefer Donald Trump's approach to crime than they did to Joe Biden. In 2023, Republicans were favored by 13 points. Look at where they were in May of this year. Republicans were actually favored by 16 points. They actually gained ground on crime. They were maintaining their edge and actually added a little bit to it.
And so they're telling him, stop. You're hurting them yourselves, but they can't stop because it's what is hot with the base in primaries. And whoever speaks the most lovingly of illegal immigrant gangsters in and pretends and promises, I should say, to protect them with the most fervor is who is winning. And those all ultimately happen to be Democrat socialist candidates. Folks, that was CNN's message. Stop this. You're killing yourselves. Well, listen to the message from Democrat socialist Minneapolis mayoral candidate who's currently in the lead, Omar Fata.
Day one, if you were elected, what would be some of your top two, three priorities for the city?
So that's a very good question. So the first I would say would be a hostile federal government with not only Donald Trump in office, but he has essentially a trifecta, both chambers of Congress and the Supreme Court. And a lot of our neighbors, especially our undocumented residents, are very concerned.
So, of course, he's going to protect the undocumented. Does not even mention actual citizens as his first priority. Same thing with Mohran Mamkani in New York.
As we stand against the Trump administration's attacks on the very fabric of the place we call home, we also lay out what our vision will look like. It is not enough to fight against authoritarianism. What are you also fighting for? We are fighting to keep this city a sanctuary city.
There you go. There you go. And folks, remember how they censored us? When we would say true things about them, they sent the FBI in to censor us. We are the opposite. Have you noticed that? We're like, how can we amplify this? How can we help you to hear what the other side is saying? We not only don't want them censored. We want them out there. We want the public to hear from them. We retreat them. We treat them. We talk about them. We get their message out. That is the fundamental difference between the two sides. We hear their cray-cray message, and we not only don't want to silence them, we want to make sure everybody else hears it too, whereas our message and the things that we say, they want censored. But it's not censored anymore. All right, coming up on the show, what's actually going on at this summit? I could do a whole show on this. This is so high stakes in Alaska. Coming up next. High stakes meeting today between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. That's right, Donald Trump taking the A-team with him to Alaska. J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent, and Steve Witkoff. That's the all-star team. And it says everything that, you know, of the five, two are Bessent and Witkoff. Why? What does that say? That says there is tremendous, incredible financial opportunity here for the United States of America. Putin, likewise, is bringing his chief financial guy. And they're all going to sit down. Now, Trump is already tamping down expectations for this, as he should. Take a listen.
Now, the president and the White House have been working to manage expectations for this meeting, especially the idea that an immediate ceasefire could come of it. President Trump says his main goal is to set the table for a second, more productive summit that would include Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Yeah. What are they doing? This is a tremendous expenditure of energy and time on Trump's part when he could pick up the phone and talk to Putin if they don't have a deal. They don't have a deal on the table. Trump is saying don't expect a deal out of this. He even said there's a 25% chance this thing could go totally south. So why meet with him? Well, you got to know the real history of America and Russia. As it's been being revealed, it's coming out of those burn bags buried deep within the FBI. Russia collusion was fake. The Russia hacking, as we know, the Russia hacking of our elections boards, which they terrified the American public with for a long time and accused Russia of an act of war, a coup against our democracy. Yeah, that hacking of those state election boards, turns out that was federal contractors hired by Hillary's campaign. So they didn't do that? No. No, they didn't. So they didn't hack the election. No, they didn't. They didn't attack us in any way regarding that election. No, they didn't. Well, what about the part where Putin was giving Trump his marching orders through Alpha Bank? Their servers at Trump Tower were connecting up. It was fake. Those were Hillary's federal contractors too. So every single aspect of Russia collusion has fallen apart this week. There's none left. Russia did nothing. But we did something. Barack Obama put tanks and troops on Russia's border. And then this happened. And folks, Americans don't even understand this. But it happened. As soon as Donald Trump took office, based on Hillary's lies, the Senate voted 98-2, and the House voted 419-3 for Russian sanctions on their energy sector. This brutalized the Russian economy. Why? To sanction them for the cyber attacks that we've just learned just this week. Wow, the timing. You think that's coincidental? It's not. It's why Trump people put this out this week. We've learned just this week that kind of wasn't Russia. That was kind of Hillary, who really should be in prison. Wait. We crushed the Russian economy with sanctions for a hacking that Democrats choreographed, the deep state made up, and they all knew wasn't true? Yeah. Who did they force to sign those sanctions? Donald Trump. What do we owe Putin? I'm going to say it. An apology. We owe him an apology. And think about this if you're Putin. We are rolling tanks up to your border. The CIA is opening 6 bases along your border, according to the New York Times. NATO, under Biden, is launching long-range missiles into Russia, killing Russians. All based on a lie. And what does Hillary's lie look like? It's not silly. It's not funny. It's not ha-ha. It's just the Democrats lying again, the deep state. It looks like they're setting you up for war based on completely fake prerogatives. Here's what's really interesting. You know what? I'm going to put this up on my X feed so you can see. You can see the map. Americans need to see this. The map of the land conquered by Russia. It has something remarkable about it. It completely lines the Russian border. They're not randomly taking Ukrainian territory because they think it'd be cool to own this or that or whatever. They're building themselves a land barrier between the lunatic deep state and them for survival. Why is Trump going there if there's no plan on the table for peace? Because the deep state is listening in the rogue parts, and there's still more of those than there are parts we control. The deep state can listen in on the phone calls, and Trump has to do something. We owe Putin an apology, us normal Americans. We crushed their economy based on lies. We accused them of a coup, and we rolled tanks right up to their border. All based on lies. And Trump signed that. And that's why Putin doesn't completely trust him. Because Putin knows Trump knew it was fake. Of all people, Trump knows it's fake. And yet he signed it. But here's the remarkable thing. This shows an unbelievable level of trust for Putin to actually put his feet on American territory. I mean, folks, it hadn't even been a year since we're launching long-range ballistic missiles coordinated by our generals in a war room in Badenburg. That was us doing that into Russia and killing civilians. But under Biden, Putin couldn't do this. He would not only be arrested stepping on U.S. soil, he'd probably be assassinated. So for him to trust Trump enough and trust Trump's control of these rogue agencies enough to step foot on U.S. soil shows how far they have come. Do you know how much negotiation that would take? Now, notice where Putin is going geographically. He's going to Alaska. Why? It's the easiest place to beat a path back out of fast if some weird thing were to happen with his plane or an assassination attempt or something by the deep state. It takes an incredible amount of trust. So it says how far they've come in relations. We have driven Russia through abject fear of our lies and our coups and our manipulation. And so if you look at the borders of Russia, that is what they have claimed. And I can already tell you what the deal is going to be on territory. They've got a tiny little piece of land up in the north of Kyiv that they don't have total control over. They're going to want to swap that land with Ukraine so they can have a controlled border that they can keep the deep state off of, should there be, you know, another Democrat regime. They're going to swap land that they have conquered deep into Ukraine because they don't need it for that land. They're going to want the land on the border. Why? To get the CIA bases off of it, to get the bioweapons labs that leaked bioweapons for years, they complained to the UN and demanded investigations and never got one because we vetoed it. It's because we were doing it. By the way, you know who was operating a lot of those labs? Metabiota. Metabiota, sponsored and funded by Black & Veatch and Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca. This is why, if you look at the map of what they've conquered, it's very, very strategic. It's not a land grab to grab territory for territory's sake. It's for protection. Trump is going there to apologize, and he cannot do that over the phone because it will leak. Once that has happened, these two men, who are the deep state's number one and number two victims, can begin to heal this conflict, can begin to fix this conflict. But then and only then. And that's if Vladimir Putin doesn't play stupid games. Now, Putin was totally in the right to go and seize this land to protect himself from the Biden deep state. Within 72 hours of Biden's election, he knew he had to go to war to protect himself. But Putin's not in the right anymore. He's gone way too far. He's killed way too many people. And so this is Trump saying, stop it. And Trump saying, look, I'm going to give you this one small chance. And only this chance to put things right. And they've got to be able to have these negotiations where the deep state can't listen. That is why they are traveling to Alaska. And that is why Putin is taking this incredible risk.
Now, the president predicted that there's a 25% chance that today's bilateral with Putin could go south.
I think it's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out where everybody stands. And I'll know within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, like we tend to find out. Whether or not we're going to have a good meeting or a bad meeting. And if it's a bad meeting, it'll end very quickly. And if it's a good meeting, we're going to end up getting peace in the pretty near future.
The president has promised that Russia would face severe penalties if his Russian counterpart does not seem serious about wanting peace.
As Putin knows, I'm the top.
Texter writes, Tara on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Love a little credence. 800-905-0989. In light of all of this, why does President Trump keep threatening Russia with all these repercussions because of Ukraine? Because Putin needs to knock it off now. But something else is going on, too. Watch for this. The Euroweenies and Zelensky are desperate to keep the graft coming because, like the Democrats live off the NGOs, them, their families, their friends, that whole cabal, their NGOs live off the printed tax money we sent there. It's all one big racket. They want the war to continue. What is going to happen is a false flag. It's already happened. I mean, you can look this up. Zelensky launched a missile into Poland, killed a farmer, lied and said it wasn't him, it was Russian. NATO started the Article 5 process, the Article 4, and then it leads to Article 5 of going to war. Thankfully, we had an honest leader of Poland who said, no, that this is Zelensky's lying. This is a Ukrainian missile. And it stopped. Look for Europe and Zelensky to attack Russia like they never have before, knowing 100% of the time Russia retaliates. That is why Trump is pounding on Russia. What he's saying is, no matter how many of their civilians, Russian civilians, they kill this weekend, you have to hold your fire. And Putin's saying, prove to me that you can control these Euro weenies and they'll stop killing us inside of Russia. Prove to me you're powerful enough to do it. These two men have got to work that out behind closed doors without the deep state leaking every word. Illegally, by the way. That's why he's going there, to simply have a deep state-free conversation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.